Don't put it too far. Make sure you get the donut. I love it. Take it. I have to tell you, if this is what you're happy with, just. Very difficult to. Difficult. It's standing here on Zeis Chanukah. Not to mention the union of Zeis Chanukah. Many people think that Zeis Chanukah is a very special day by the Hasidim. The Avud Raham, one of the Rishonim, brings down a minhag not to work on the 8th day of Chanukah. Now, we don't paskin that way. Maybe the Hasidim paskin that way. But I think maybe it's all 8 days. But Akapon of Ivan, I'm going to show you, the Goyin talks about it. Rizal talks about it, very negel amaisa. But so people say, so what's the pshat? If it's such a big day, as Sifrei Kodesh tell us, how come there's no mention to it bechlau in Svarim HaKadoshim? So I want to tell you something which you might find as a chiddush. Chanukah, in its by nature, in its essence, is the yontif of Emunas Chachamim. Think about it. The Gemara has this question: how do we say Vitzivonu? The whole Yontif is a nes that the Chachamim gave us. I'll tell you something even bigger, Chiddush, is how do we know this whole nes even happened? Who told us that this, there was taka one vessel left? Other nesim, everyone saw. The entire thing is built on the fact that the Kahanim came out and told us, Rabbi Isai, we're telling you that this is what happened. The entire essence of Chanukah is about Emunas Chachamim. I'm going to tell you that Zeis Chanukah is the next level of that, because you don't find Zeis Chanukah being discussed. For some reason, it was pretty much in this gala, the days of the Arizal, and then the Vilna Goyin. The Arizal says that Zeis Chanukah is the final day of Kapara. A person, we all know Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The Arizal says that the last stamp is on Zeis Chanukah. The Vilna Goyin has a remez for it. Vilna Goyin says that the 8 days that we say Halal Shalom on Chanukah is a remez to the 8 days that we don't say Halal Shalom that we should, entire Halal. And it's the 6 days of Pesach. I'll tell me, Shvi Shal Pesach, says the Goyin, Shvi Shal Pesach we don't say because of a different reason, because the Goyin were drowning. And he says Rosh Hashanah is the seventh, the remez is for Rosh Hashanah, and the 8th is for Yom Kippur. So the Vilna Goyin already makes the connection between Zeis Chanukah and Yom Kippur. For those Litvaks that thought they don't have to do tshuva tomorrow, I got bad news for you. We mean you too. But Akapon of Eifin, there's a many, many Ramazim of... Today is 122 days since Rosh Chodesh El. How do I know? Very simple. 30 days of El. Then there's another 10 days, 40 is the Rosh Hashanah, then another 12 days, 52 days is Hashanah Rabbah, and then comes now. There's actually a remez I saw in Sifrei Kodesh, if you ever want to remember, he says, if you think about it, Parshas Vayelech, he says, has 30, Netzavim has 40, Psukim, and Hazino has 52 Psukim. He goes, so these are the remez for all the different dates. Says you add them together, the 30, 40, the 52, it's 122 days, it's Zeis Chanukah. But I'm just bringing, there's many, many remazim to the fact. Now, I want to just bring out one specific point. Zeis Chanukah, this is something that happened in history that powers this day. According to Sifrei Kodesh, Yosef HaTzadik had his big temptation on Zeis Chanukah. It was this day that he had the power to overcome his Yetzer Hara. His many Ramazim, it says his father came to him in a Chaloin. Chaloin is Rosh Hatevis, Lamed Vav, Neiros Chanukah. It's the when do we light 36 candles? When we complete the 36 is Zeis Chanukah. But this, it says that Yosef stayed home Lasois Malachtoi. Lasois is the gematria Shem and Zayis, and Malachtoi is the gematria of Zeis Chanukah. These all Ramazim, but of Lamaisa. the day remained to us a tremendous koyach of a person being able to conquer. So perhaps just a short word of chizuk. It's a pella. 122 days into the new year, we're still being given a new lease. It's a pella. Me'eis Hashem, hoisa zois, he neflos beinenu. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that the zois is referring to zois Chanukah. They're a very interesting raya. They say that when you say Yotza Moiris, every day, what do we say? We say, let's go. You ready? It starts, Poyel Gevurois, Oisech Hadashois, Baal Mechomis, Red Stokos, Matzmech Hishuos, Boyrei Refuos, Neres Hilos, Adoy Nana Flois. So this Kabbalah say that those 8 days are going against the 8 days of Chanukah, and the 8 days are Doin Hana Flois. It's a Pella. What's the Pella? So I want to share with you what the Pella is. My brother, I have a brother, very, very Choshev Talmud Chochem. He lives in Muncie. And this past Friday, he had the schus to go visit Shalom Mordechai Rubashkin in jail. Those of you that know about him, someone who has been a victim of a tremendous, I think he's has a 27-year sentence for something that usually carries a 2 or 3 year sentence. But very tragic story. My brother came and said he went to jail to mechazik him. And he says he mamash walked out mechuzik. And he was telling me over a lot of the different things that went on. My brother shared with him one thought, a short vart. My brother told me he had tremendous chizik from it. And I think it sounds appropriate because there's some people here that have spent the last 122 days and they weren't necessarily zeicha to what they hoped for. So there might be a frustration. I want to tell you what my brother shared with him. It says that Eliezer Eved Avram walked in. Everyone knows the story. He comes to the well. What happens? What does he say? When does he get there? What time of the day? Right before Shkia. What does he tell Hashem? Hashem, he's got a whole water. This is what I want to happen. Hayoin! Asks the Brisker Rav, what are you, choking? You pull up 5 minutes before Shkia and you tell Hashem, I want the whole shebang to happen when? Today? Come in the morning. And tell Hashem you want it to happen today, no? Tomorrow you can cash in the Brisker Rav. Says the Brisker Rav, a true Baiteach can come 5 minutes before the end and say what? Kosh Baruch Hu, and in my man, guess what happened? Hakafon Yem, what ends up happening? He pulled through, it should have happened that day. So he turned to the Shalom Mordechai and he told him, he says, I don't know what, I don't know when, I don't know where. He says, a Yid, Lamaisa, the door can, looks like it's closed and slammed. He says, it could come any second. He had tremendous chizik from the Vard. I was thinking perhaps talking to the Yidin over here, there are Baruch Hashem on the other side of the bars. But we're all in our own little bars. You want to get out of our routine. Today's the day of the Doin Hana Flois. So just this one vart. It's 121 days that maybe we were not zeich yet. The chizuk over here is, it's fair to say that this is the 5 minutes before Shkir now. The Rizal says that the Yom Nerayim stretches 122 days. We're 121.3 in. And a Yid might say to himself, what's the chances? The Yid has no shaykhis to betochen. Because Eliezer came 2 minutes before Shkia and he asked, it should happen, and what happened? It happened. I think the chizuk that a Yid needs to take out, if you look at Sifrei Kodesh, it's absolutely incredible how what they bring down the koich of tefillah on Zayis Chanukah, the koich of tshuva, whether it's because of Yosef HaTzadik happened this day, or other Muslim that they say, other Nyanim. The point is, now I think is the parallel of coming by Le'eis HaShoyavos, Le'eis Erev, and a Yid might have thought to himself, listen, the last 121 days went by, and you didn't get a hold of yourself. But Yid has a reign of Kabbalah tomorrow, tonight or tomorrow. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, 121 days down, but there's still two-thirds of the year to go. It's a third through, right? It's about a third. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to still accept your tshuva, and you'll have a chasim u'l'tayva. Now, for those skeptics out there, I want to tell you something. It's a yantav emunas chacham. I want to tell you a story. I'm telling you a story that happened to my brother. It's such a wild story that I need to tell you what happened. Tell you the chizik of munas chachamim. To share ma'aseh by a mesiva. It's a Hanukkah story. My brother was in a deer in Eretz Yisrael with 7 bachrim. And a little disagreement broke out in the room where they should light the menorah. My brother said, "Oh, my brother is the Talmud Chacham." He said that the Chaznish holds that that the door of a porch has a lock of a door, and you should light by the door of a porch, because the mice, if Chas V'Shalom there's a fire, the mice, the people enter, the firemen enter through there. So six bachurim in the apartment said, "Okay." There was one wise guy who said, he rolled his eyes and he said, "I mean, all due respect to the Chaznish, and it doesn't make any sense." That's all he said. He says, "I'm going to light in my room, because it's where I sleep, and that's, I think that's more appropriate. If it was a real door," this is not called a real door, I guess the real door was not an option to light. Okay. It's not the first time a bacher rolled his eye, You know, people do these things. I still remember when I was a bacher, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum said a shir in my yeshiva, and a bacher rolled his eyes at a Pnei Yeshua. He quoted Pnei Yeshua, and a bacher went like this. He says, "Wow, look how far we are from learning. Pnei Yeshua's look weird." He took it and turned them. You know, he turned the whole thing around against them. But just listen to this mighty Gemaizer. Anyway, they all lit and they went to second Seder like good Bachrim. They come home from second Seder 2-3 hours later, and they open the door and there's smoke, you know, settling, terrible smell. Finally, the neighbor comes out and goes, "You guys are crazy." He says, not the first time the Israelis call the American yeshiva guys crazy. He says, "What happened?" He says, "You don't understand what happened. The guy in this room," he says, "come in." The entire room was soaking, obviously. This bacher's menorah that he lit went up in smoke, burnt the whole wall down and his bed. Miraculously, for no reason at all, it stayed only in that room. And he says, "We couldn't get in the door," he says. "I'm sorry, but we cracked your porch window." And Meister shot. The fireman cracked in the porch window, and they came through and they put out the fire. Huffle of a fella. My brother said he's to hesitate to say the story because people would say, "Who's that guy?" 2 years ago, my brother beats a bacher in yeshiva, and my brother had said over the story, you know, without names, and the bacher says, "Hey, I know who it is." He says, "How?" He says, "My Rebbe said over the story, he said he was that bacher." He said he wanted to have a kapara, so he went around there, he said, he wanted to teach the bacher, "Be careful, you have to be." Talking about Amunas Chachamim, you know. You mess around. There's a Rav in Lakewood that says the following story, very similar story. He said that he was once giving Hilchas Shabbos. Right, he says all the story about himself. And he was debating, "How come today we're allowed to make a bracha on candles Friday night? What's the pshat? Really, we have lights today." And he said over, Moshe says a svara, because if there's a blackout, then that's why. And the Rav said in the shir, "I have to tell you, no disrespect to Moshe, there's a blackout." And a month later, he made a Shabbos Shabbos for his daughter Friday night. Black. He says over the story in the shir. The house went the whole entire shir. And he says, "Baruch Hashem, there's a few candles in the corner." So the waiters were able to get the food out. Moral of the story is, watch what you say. But the chizik is, we have our Bislamunas Chachamim, the whole Yontif Chanukah, we're celebrating what Chazal told us. I just want to, I think it's something to, it's worth internalizing, is that if you have the Arizal, the Goyin, and other civic courage tell us that the Yom of Zayis Chanukah is a day, it's Mamash Yom Kapara, and it's a Yom of Sugal for Tefillah. I'm telling you, if you open up any Sasemis, you open up, it's unbelievable what they write about the day. So just if a Yid could walk out here with a Chizuk, we'll sing a little more with Dav Meiriv, but just if a Yid could just walk out with a Tefillah, if he could make sure tomorrow morning, a Tefillah, who can daven for, whether it's for your children, well, they daven, how many chaylim? If you need, if you don't know of any chaylim, feel free to approach me. I can give you a list to keep you busy all day tomorrow. Chmon al-Islam, chaylim. People need shidduchim. People need children. People have children they need to daven for. Don't squander the opportunity. You can go home tonight. If you're not going to have time tomorrow, take out a few minutes, put in a tefillah for your children. And that's chus of our emunah, and the divrei Arizal, and the divrei Agoyin, and the divrei Avudram, whoever it is. We're maimin b'emunah shalom, even though it doesn't say it in the svarim, but we're maimin that it's a yoim, slichu mechila, it's a yoim that we could go ahead and rectify the last 121 days that maybe we were not successful, and we could be zoichet to a chasim ul atayu for this year, and that's chus, all, we should all be zoichet to a chasim ul atayu, and have a lechtige Chanukah. Amen.